Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
Very modest gains for US equity markets last Friday, but enough to afford the bulls another victory lap ahead of the President's Day, a long weekend. Dow was up 19 points, or 0.1%, broader S&P inching 1 point higher, pairing earlier gains after Special Counsel Robert Mueller announced the indictments of 13 Russian nationals and 3 Russian entities, accusing them of interfering in the US elections. Just note that the Deputy Attorney General did say in a press conference that these indictments had no allegations of willing support to the Russians by the Americans. Technology-centric Nasdaq snapped a 5-session winning streak, slipping 0.2%. Steel stocks were a big mover. The S&P 500 Steel Index up over 5%. That coming after the US Commerce Department recommended that Donald Trump impose steel curbs on steel and aluminium imports from China and other countries, ranging from global and country-specific tariffs to broad import quotas. It was a stellar week for the benchmark indices, Dow gaining 4.25%, its best weekly percentage rise since November 2016. S&P 500 was up 4.3%, that's its best weekly performance since January 2013. And the Nasdaq up 5.3% for its best weekly effort since December 2011. Just note that US equity and bond markets are closed tonight for the President's Day holiday. Just on the US corporate earnings front, Coca-Cola was up 0.5% after posting better than expected fourth quarter earnings. US fourth quarter earnings season obviously winding down this week, but you've got a number of big names reporting this week, including Home Depot, Walmart, Newmont Mining, and Chesapeake. A number of US economic data releases on Friday night, including housing starts, which jumped 9.7% to the highest level since October 2016. Europe's main markets remained in rally mode. Germany's DAX adding 0.9%, CAC up 1.1%. London's FTSE was up 0.8% to complete its best weekly effort since December 2016 and breaking a run of 4 consecutive weekly declines. Base metals were mostly firmer, copper up 0.7%, trading just over $3.28 a pound and logging its best weekly performance since November 2016 with an approximate 7% gain. Gold futures eased $4.10 to around $1,351 an ounce as the US dollar index finally climbed off the mat after slipping to its lowest level since late 2014. Oil prices higher to cap a solid weekly rebound for the benchmark contracts. WTI added 34 cents to $61.68 a barrel and gained 4.2% for the week. Similarly, Brent gained 51 cents to $64.84 to be up 3.3% on the week. US 10-year Treasury yields retreated about 2 basis points to 2.88%, nonetheless added about 5 basis points over the week, and the Aussie dollar's weaker this morning, buying 79.16 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.